I'll be Goose because Goose dies in the movie.
Yeah.
I'll be Slider because I'm an Indians fan.
Slider, you stink.
Slider. You stink.
Good evening. Welcome to the first episode of Playing with the Boys. If you heard that intro music, you know that we are essentially going to have a weekly episode of the beach volleyball scene in Top Gun, where we're going to discuss current topics. We're going to flex at each other. I am Mark the Nomad. I am joined by my good buddy Aaron. You can follow him on Twitter at AaronM59. And we also are joined by Mike, who is at CLE Wolverine, Cleveland Wolverine, and then Weird Boney. And how do you say your name on Twitter, Boney?
It is at underscore underscore Boney, B-O-N-E-Y.
All right, so you're going to have to work with us if you're listening to this for the first time. We just pressed record, so we don't know what's going to happen. It could get inappropriate. It could get extremely weird. I say the word boner a lot, and we're just gonna talk. So I'm gonna start off tonight by talking about the topic that's on everyone's plate. The hot sport take of the evening is definitely Jameis Winston and him robbing a Publix grocery store of crab legs. For you Midwestern fellows, you don't really know what Publix is, but it's like the gourmet grocery store down here in Florida. It's completely Florida based, and it's like diet Whole Foods. Like, you go to Whole Foods to spend your paycheck, you go to Publix to get nice things and overspend your money on essentially what is crap. So what do you all think about famous Jameis?
Listen, I gotta first say this is gonna get very inappropriate.
Okay.
that's just gonna happen at some point. But I saw a tweet today, and I think it sums it up perfectly with, if you've ever been to a Chinese restaurant, you know how hard it is to steal crab legs. I can't take credit for that one, but we all know that's true. So, you know, just going by that, that was a terrible choice of, food to steal.
But what Chinese restaurant are you going to that has crab legs? I've never been to a Chinese restaurant that has crab legs.
Yeah, they're all around here. You gotta come to Ohio, man.
Oh, okay.
They'll skip it.
I mean, did he really rob the place? Did he really go in there and say, you know, give me all your crab legs and hold up the seafood counter?
Well, I mean, like, he sent out a message, and I saw, I think, either on, like, Pro Football Talk or College Football Talk. I'm ashamed to admit that I visited that site. But it was like, he sent out a message that was like, I'm sorry for what I did. I had every intention of paying for my lunch today. I just didn't.
Right.
All I could think of was the scene in Animal House where the guy stuffs his sweater with meat.
Jameis Winston is the same dude who is allegedly stealing soda and ketchup cups. So he has a history of poor judgment.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, if we're gonna go,
he's alleged rapist too. So.
Yeah. Other than that,
if we're gonna focus on the things he's done besides stealing crab legs, we're not gonna focus on the empty cups full of ketchup. We're going to focus on the fact that he may have illegally penetrated another human being.
I'm more concerned with the ketchup cups, but that's just me.
not really understand the big deal about the crab legs. I bet Peter Warrick was proud, though.
I fucking hate Peter Warrick.
Peter Warrick, while Jameis is stealing crab legs, Peter Warrick is stealing all the FUBU jeans out of the local JCPenney.
But do Florida State fans care that their star quarterback and pitcher on their baseball team is obviously a terrible person?
No, they don't care at all. They care about winning football games.
Would you care if Michigan was actually relevant in football? You as a Michigan fan, would you care if your quarterback was stealing crab legs?
I would actually, if someone came up to me and said, look, I can predict the future. If you can get your quarterback to steal crab legs, you'll beat Ohio State this year. I would start stuffing crab legs down his pants and say, run, motherfucker, you got to go.
Well, no, you were pissed earlier today because somebody was cracking jokes about Ohio State or something. And you had commented about, well, let's not crack jokes on other people because we had a kicker who was on the team for 4 years.
Yeah, Penn State.
Yeah.
Like, James Franklin is potentially being investigated for, like, facilitating a rape at Vanderbilt. And the last thing you want at Penn State is anything. If you don't want, you don't ever want to see the words Penn State and rape next to each other again. And we've already seen it, and he hasn't even coached one game. But I saw lots of people on there being like, oh, Penn State on their mighty high horse. But we may have had a rapist on our team scape-free for 4 years.
Right.
Well, James Franklin's just trying to get ahead of that statue game, you know, because they're getting ready to put up another Paterno statue, so he figures he'll get one himself.
The Penn State thing is beyond weird because, I mean, how do you – all right, first of all, Penn State hired the athletic director from Florida State while they were in the middle of a rape investigation for Jameis Winston. And then you go from that rape investigation to hiring a coach who's been alleged to have helped, you know, put girls in an awkward position with football recruits. How stupid can you be as an administration to, like, if you have a short list of names, why would you pick the two people that have rape somewhere in their past, even if it's alleged?
That's a good question. Can't really think of an answer to that one.
Have you ever been to State College?
Well, that's the only possible thing I can think of is that they're so blind to everything there.
I mean, I'll be honest. I hate joking about rape like the next guy, but I wouldn't mind being put in some of the positions that they've been put in.
What do you mean? I don't follow.
It was a bad joke. Are you saying with that
you want to get raped by James Franklin or something like that?
No, I mean, no, it was a bad joke, bad attempt at a joke. That's what I get.
Okay.
Positions and rape, and this might get edited out anyway. So
okay, Goose, your time for you to eject from the plane and hit your head and break your neck.
Yeah.
I don't really know where to go from there, so if someone else wants to grab the torch and talk about something else for a second, I'm totally cool with that.
So back to stealing crab legs. So earlier, I was wondering what kind of nobody said what kind of crab legs they were. Were they like
crab legs, man? Like, they were like the snow crab.
Were they high class crab legs? Are they from the Maryland area?
They were $7.99 a pound. They were on sale from the regular $10.99 a pound.
Oh, give me a break.
King Snow Crab Legs or something, and I think he stole like 4 pounds of crab legs, man.
Well, if it's the King Crab Legs, have you ever seen those King Crab Legs are like 3 feet long. Did he steal like a bunch of claws? Because those are the money pieces.
He put them in his coat and forgot to pay for them, man. It happens. I mean, don't you ever just go to the grocery store and like throw a jug of milk in your coat and just forget about it and you walk out the store, man?
I can't know I put it. Pack of gum in my pocket and forgot to pay for it.
This is an interesting thread. I'm going to ask a question. What is the worst thing you've ever stolen?
When I was 5 years old, I felt really guilty. I lived right across from the library and I stole a little tiny toy robot. And I was like, it was the most devious thing I ever did on purpose. And I still feel terrible about it to this day. And I feel like going back to the library and apologizing now.
What? We got Mother Teresa on the podcast.
That's just, listen, I've done worse things. I just feel worse about that one. I stole a toy from the library, man.
You sound like you're waking up in cold sweats for stealing a toy when you were five. I am.
Well, see, I do. I've done like way worse, but that's the only thing I feel bad about.
No, I'm asking. I wasn't asking you what you felt bad about. I'm asking you what the worst thing you've ever stolen was.
Yeah, so now you're gonna have two admissions.
I've never purposely really stole much though. Like sometimes I've accidentally not paid for something at the store and not bothered to go back and pay for it, like milk or something.
I've done that.
Like left it in the, you know, like under the cart or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know that I've ever intentionally taken anything other than that robot toy.
You're a saint, and you sacked Courtney Avery twice.
That did happen. That's a fact.
What about you, Mike?
He stole Courtney Avery's manhood.
That is probably the worst thing I ever stole.
This is manhood. Didn't he just, yeah. He just won something, like legitimate. He won an award for something.
Nicest guy on the team, probably.
Yeah.
Did he win worst DB award?
He's a really nice kid, so.
Really nice kid.
Yeah, he's really bad at football.
Well.
He's okay. But I would have to say the worst thing I ever stole was that pack of gum a few weeks ago. I've never really stolen anything either. I just put it in my pocket and just walked out of the store, and then I just went in my pocket. I'm like, oh.
You didn't go back?
I felt pretty bad. I didn't go back.
All right, so I'm going to tell you a story about the worst thing that I've ever been a part of as a human being. And this is elaborate, so you're going to have to stay with me. And I apologize for how long this is. But when I was like 12, my brother and my friend and I, we found a purse just in the middle of a shopping mall. And instead of doing the nice thing and taking it and turning it in, we just took all the money out of it and the credit cards and we're like, you know, fuck it. And we ran off. So we split the money. And as terrible as this sounds, I'm a terrible human being. We gave the credit cards to a friend of mine who then like did this elaborate, as like a 12-year-old, did like an elaborate fraud scheme with these credit cards where he ordered goods off of over like a phone catalog and had them sent to an empty house where he was waiting in the house to like sign for the goods, and then essentially 12-year-olds committing credit card fraud.
You're really a terrible person.
I live in Florida.
Yeah, well, so you're just a normal person.
I'm just a normal Florida.
Did you live in Florida then?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you are a bad person.
I'm a Florida man.
That's Giuliano.
Like Jameis Winston. I want to hear what Boney did. He sounds like he's probably a criminal.
Well, about 15 years ago, when I was just starting college, I worked at a grocery store. So anytime there was a party, you know, there would always be 12 packs of beer, you know, dumped into empty, like, olive buckets, because I worked in the deli and as a cashier. So, like, at the salad bar, you know, the salad bar ladies, these little nice ladies that worked at the salad bar, they'd, like, dump these big buckets of olives into the, like, storage bins in the back. So, and I'm talking, like, 5-gallon buckets size. So I would go out, you know, go down the beer aisle and take a case of beer and just cans and just dump it into the bucket and fill it up as much as I could get it. And then at the end of the night, I'd throw the buckets out the back door, you know, like we did with the trash, and then pull around back and get them. I mean, that was about as, you know, working in a grocery store when you're a teenager, it's kind of like a free for all. You know, if you live on your own, you could stock your shelves in your house with anything as long as you could get it out the door. So, I mean, I could probably have gone to jail back in the day for as much as I took out of that place every night.
So to sum all this up, Mike and I are good human beings, and you two are just terrible people.
Well, I mean, I've tried to atone for my sins, but I you know, I really could care less.
You're not forgiven for that.
No, I mean, mine was
15. You ruined some lady's life, Mark.
I didn't actually swipe the card or do anything. I passed the credit cards along with somebody else.
How much like money was in that purse?
$60.
Oh, but gosh, you're a dick.
I was like 12. Fuck you. I don't care. I mean, that was like 20 years ago.
$60 20 years ago was like
on home folk from Ohio.
Yeah. What? We're just good people.
Yeah, and super well, good people. So, Mike, do you want to talk about your Indians, or do you want us to skip that tonight? Or I mean,
we can talk about the Indians.
I'm gonna get blocked on Twitter again if we talk about the Indians.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
You know, I had to bring it up.
I want to face the issue in the face. They're terrible.
What about them is terrible?
They can't everything?
They can't run. They can't pitch. They can't play defense.
But they have Tito Francona.
Yeah,
listen, I'm coming out with my bold prediction right now. The Indians are going to win 82 games this year.
82?
I picked 83 before the season, so I've only adjusted by one.
Okay.
So 87. About 80.
Isn't Danny Salazar, like, the best pitcher on the rotation?
Danny Salazar follows me on Twitter, so yeah.
That's your requirement? If someone follows you on Twitter, then...
Carlton Mitchell, former superstar Browns receiver, does as well. So, yeah, he's pretty much the greatest NFL wide receiver as well.
People on Twitter loves nice athletes. And if you're nice on Twitter, you're amnesty from any bad performance that you have.
Vinny Pistano is a god in Cleveland. Never mind the fact he's terrible. He's a god because he is really nice to fans on Twitter.
Is somebody doing fucking dishes in the background? Are you civilized people? What the fuck is going on?
I may be feeding my dog leftover food, yeah.
Are you serious?
Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you go outside and just bang on some pot and pans and then take a shit and then flush the toilet so we can have as much ambient noise in the background distracting from what we're actually saying?
We're not saying anything important, so it doesn't matter. And if I was taking a shit, everything I would say would be much more relevant and much more intelligent. So
Wasn't it partially your idea?
Maybe I should head over to the toilet.
I might soon.
If we start doing toilet humor, that's the end of the podcast.
For you. I mean, that's like my wheelhouse. So, can you guys explain to me Cleveland Twitter? Because it seems like the most schizophrenic...
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
It makes no sense. Like, you all hate each other.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of love, too.
You see, this is the thing. Cleveland fans are just we're a very sad bunch in general, and we take, you know, solace in little victories, like, you know, like, we decide who we like in the draft, and ultimately, whoever they pick, we'll rationalize that we loved him, and then 3 games into the season, we will decide we hate him.
Yeah, and then you'll glorify them like Brandon Whedon when you said he was going to be good.
Yeah, you also said the same thing. I really did. I did say Brandon Whedon was going to be good multiple times.
I got to admit, I said that Whedon and Richardson was a better combo than Andrew Luck. I said it.
Yeah, we're Cleveland fans. Don't judge us.
Oh my god.
Oh no, I was like a staunch defender of Trent Richardson, but only because he was on my fantasy team, and I was like, I need this fucking guy to do something. Stat.
Richardson, absolute garbage.
Like, that is kind of like, I didn't like Brandon Whedon at all before the draft, but as soon as they picked him, like, I rationalized in my head, like, this guy's
because he was on Twitter.
Yeah, he was.
When he got drafted, and then everyone rallied behind him.
Yeah. Then we watched him play. It was terrible. But yeah, we're just, Cleveland fans in general, we're just very sad, man. There's not much to be happy about as a Cleveland fan. Like, we went to a 1-game playoff in baseball, and it's been the highlight of my last, like, 5 years as a Cleveland fan.
And then you spent
LeBron left.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's been the biggest highlight since LeBron.
We couldn't win an NBA title with LeBron James.
Mm. Yeah, but
that's Cleveland.
You went to the one game playoff, and then on opening day, and for like the whole first 2 series, you guys were arguing about whether it was actually a playoff game or not.
Yeah. I was not participating, but yes, yeah. In Cleveland, we talk about attendance. And Bernie Kosar a lot. We just, for some reason, we all talk about Bernie Kosar every single day.
I have a question. Why do Browns fans fight with Indians fans? Like, I'm a Lions fan, and I don't get in fight with Tigers fans because I like the football team. They're 2 completely different sports. What the hell?
It's the dumbest thing that Cleveland Twitter does is do this. And I... just
most of us just enjoy it, though.
I take sides from time to time just to troll people. But really, I like all 3 teams. I probably have to say the Indians are my favorite of the 3, but I'm not going to trash the Browns or the Cavs because I'm an Indians fan. It makes
sense. Indians fans, like the 15 Indians diehards that I all follow all of them on Twitter, and that's pretty much all of them. They're a very, very, very sensitive bunch of fans.
Yeah, they're a very protective bunch.
Right. They're 11-17 right now, but like if you say they're bad, they'll be like, well, Manny Acta finished 9-19 in April, so it doesn't matter. And, you know, they'll just rationalize it one way or another. But, you know, so.
Then, Browns fan kind of thinks, well, we're the Browns, so we're football. We should have all of the attention all the time.
Yes.
I have an analogy for it. And the way it makes me feel, because what I've realized is I follow too many Cleveland people on Twitter for how much of it I see, because I have no real stake in any of their teams, but I don't know why I see so much of y'all's shit. But if it were like a family structure, the Browns are like the older brother who feels very entitled, and then the Indians are the youngest child who are always trying to fight for that room, and then there's that middle child that's quietly depressed that like hates all the other siblings and will probably shoot up and like he'll go into a restaurant or a post office and kill people, and that's the Cavs.
Yeah, the Cavs are my favorite Cleveland team, so yeah. That's about right.
It pretty much sums it up.
Can we talk about how the Tigers are the worst fans? Tigers fans are the worst fans in all sports.
How can you say the Tigers fans are the worst fans in all sports when Cleveland fans fight over which team sucks more and they fight over it?
Because you guys were winning a game 10-1 yesterday, and every Tigers fan I follow was complaining about how the bullpen was going to blow it, and you were winning 10-1.
That's because the bullpen was going to blow it.
I never know if the Tigers are winning or losing, and then I have to check the score. They're usually winning, but Twitter, it usually just shows it's like they're down 10 runs every single game.
I had
going to win.
Well, Tigers fans have actual baseball problems to worry about instead of logo issues and attendance problems. So when we're complaining about the bullpen, I mean that's a legitimate baseball issue. And not whether or not I'm going to take the D off my hat.
That is really offensive, that D. It makes me think of dick, and I don't like dick, so.
Well,
I'm pretty offended by the whole thing.
I mean, the D, are you offended at like the pattern of the old English? Or
yes.
Are you trying to deflect from the fact that you guys have like one of the most racist logos in sports history?
I mean, it's a red-faced Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing with it on it right now.
Yeah, so am I. I'm wearing an Indians baseball shirt with Chief Wahoo on the front.
You know, if you ever want to be like know about real American sacrifice, just take off your hat and look at it and be like, oh yeah, we slaughtered a whole nation of people, and then we decided to glorify that by making a really obscene image of them and putting it on a hat. And then we had one of our fans show up at a game and walk up to an Indian looking like an extra from an old John Wayne movie from the 50s where everyone was still racist.
Yeah, you know, I don't hate everything about Michigan. I have two-hearted ale in my fridge right now.
Is there a problem with that, Mark? Is there something wrong with that?
Wrong with the guy walking up to the Native American and being like, hey, let's talk this out. I'm sorry if my face paint is melting on you.
I was pro-Chief Wahoo until that red face came out, and I gotta say, I've kind of scaled back and wearing anything with it on it from, I usually wear it like just about every day.
I made a comment on Twitter last year, like, oh man, I really like the new Indians uniforms with the C. I hope they keep it. And it was like, out come the wolves. Like, how dare you talk about Chief Wahoo like that? And I'm like, what the? I mean, all I did was compliment them for going with a more traditional look and not like, you know, some weirdo beating a drum out in the stands during every at bat.
Whoa.
Well, now you've gone too far.
Don't bring John Adams into this.
Yeah, don't bring the one guy who sits in the bleachers every game into it.
Hey, I sit with that guy in the bleachers for every game.
Well, look, I mean, I can answer your question. I can answer your question about Tigers fans and why they act the way that they act. We have Detroit in our blood, so we're always bracing for the worst. Like, you could have, like, imagine that you buy a house in a, on a Detroit street for $500, which you can do, and then you fix that house up, and you're like, oh man, this is a great house, it's a contender, this makes this block look great, and then at any moment, someone could just toss a torch on your porch or shoot up your house.
Has that happened to you in Florida yet?
Detroit has won things in the modern era. Like, it doesn't even seem like Detroit fans get happy when they win.
What have they won? They haven't won. Detroit teams have not won anything.
Red Wings always
have dominated.
For Red 10 Wings? Years. It's been 10 seasons since.
The Pistons won in 2005.
It's been 184 seasons since a Cleveland team won anything.
Detroit's actually won things in my lifetime. Cleveland has never won anything since, like, my parents' lifetime.
Mike and I are in our mid-20s, and the only success we've enjoyed as Cleveland fans is the mid-90s Indians and the 2005 to 2010 Cavs. We have never seen successful Browns teams.
I feel like Detroit doesn't even enjoy the Tigers until someone makes fun of the Tigers, and then it's just like kind of like the Chief Wahoo thing, and people just explode.
It's probably true.
I can say, you know, I'm in DC, so I get up to Detroit maybe twice or three times a year, and I can say when I go to a game that the stadium is filled with a lot of quote unquote new Tigers fans. You know, the chicks with the pink hats and the guys with the hat and the flat brim, you know, where he just took it out of his closet for the first time that season. You know, so there are a lot of quote-unquote new Tigers fans that are only there because they're front runners. Because back in the day at Tiger Stadium, like, when they sucked, nobody was there.
The front Tiger fan.
He's basically everything that's wrong with people in society.
He's the only person on this podcast.
Are we moving on to that? Can we start talking shit about Goon? Because I feel like we can. There's a lot of layers to that onion.
There's a lot of layers right now.
Someone should do a background on him and introduce who he is and why he's relevant.
I will defer to Mike.
Okay. I can do this. All right. Goon Liano is Bro Schembechler on Twitter, for those of you that don't know.
Quite possibly my favorite Twitter name, by the way.
Mine too. Yeah,
what a waste.
I actually really like the guy a lot. He's a nice guy, but
looks a lot like Mitch McGarrett.
He's obsessed with Italian soccer and Tom Brady. He actually made me hate Tom Brady. I used to love him, and him alone has made me hate him. He's made me hate all of Detroit sports single-handedly by himself. Him and Lance are mostly good.
Oh man, Lance is efficient too.
He's really obsessed with trucks now, all of a sudden. And he's made up a girlfriend, I think. I think this girlfriend is actually his truck. I don't know, but that's my suspicion.
I said this earlier today. I think he may actually be living the life of that movie Her, where he's having a relationship with, like, an operating system.
He smokes a lot of weed.
I missed where he made up a girlfriend. That's kind of cool.
No, it's bizarre. It's almost like it's middle school things. Like, oh, it's amazing when my bae texts me in the morning, and I'm like, is this the same guy?
Yes.
When does this happen?
You have to go look at it, man.
I just pulled his Twitter up.
He's like, can't wait to go home and watch a movie with Bay.
She's definitely not real.
No, this is totally real.
No, she's not real. That's not a real story.
My disdain for him started back 2 years ago when I started following him. The Tigers signed Prince Fielder, who is now trash to all Tigers fans, by the way.
Not true. But I love Prince Fielder.
But when they signed him, it was, oh my God, we got Prince Fielder! And now he's fat, overweight. He can't hit in the playoffs.
We're gonna play this game with your boy Swisher.
You know, because
you all actually collectively had an orgasm at the same time when Bro-hio rolled into town.
Oh my God, Ohio State! He went to Ohio State. He's the best ever.
I actually wore my Brohio shirt like 3 of the last 4 days, so I will admit that I did do that.
I hate the OH he does.
I hate Nick Swisher. But Goon would tweet about every single spring training home run the Tigers had. And that just screwed me.
So, for example, I just found this tweet, and it says, I love my girl. Hell yeah, hell yeah.
How lonely is that tweet, by the way?
Because it's made up. Yeah.
4 World Cups, though.
4 World Cups. He will never bring out any facts as to why Italy is better than any other team. I know I'm going to get into soccer here. I will get off of it quickly, but Italy's old and garbage. And he just brings up 4 World Cups. 2 of them happened before World War II.
Really not feeling work today more than usual. All I want to do is chill and lay up with Babe.
He actually calls her Babe and not Bay, like B.
This time it was Babe.
He calls her Bay too. And he's absolutely obsessed with Cleveland because I live that way.
Bro Schembecker unfollowed me. Come on.
Oh, man.
I blocked you, so.
Yeah, but I saw it. You mentioned me in a tweet the other day, so you had to have unblocked me for me to see that.
Did I?
In order for me to see that, you had to have. Probably by mistake, though.
Oh, we got Bronco going in on Jarvey. It's about to go down.
Can you two explain your quarrel, and can you either make up or fight right now?
No, he got mad at me because I was talking up the Tigers. And he's one of those one game back guys. The Indians are only one game back, so I had to troll him.
Mike, your rebuttal?
We're only one game back. We're only one game back. Even though the Tigers clinched the division 2 weeks ago.
I mean, I will. In Mike's defense, he has facts to back up that statement.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, you're playing the freaking Astros at the end of the season.
Did you guys not play the Astros last year? Or?
I mean, they did, but you're talking about like a 19-game stretch against nub teams in the American League.
We're also talking about a team.
Is that the Indians' fault?
Well, now
it's
then
not
we're
like
getting...
Ohio State making a trash schedule of Florida A&M.
There is that whole thing about them going 15-4 against the Indians that year.
Yeah, I mean, you're missing that, and you're. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, the year the Indians won 68 games, they beat the Tigers 11-7 or something that year. I mean, head-to-head matchups in baseball only mean so much in the regular season.
Right.
So, look, I'll give the Indians credit because they were playing great at the end of the season. But let's be honest, everybody, all the TV shows, all the schedule guys, you can look at it. Everybody was saying it's nothing but the fact that they were playing such a below 500 schedule at the end of the season.
Yeah, but they took – if the Indians weren't a good team last year, they wouldn't have beaten those teams.
This is going nowhere. There's none of you are going to budge. It's stupid.
I just want you two to make up or continue fighting. That's all I really want here.
Well, you see my daily tweet of the TwitPic where I try to follow him and it says blocked. Try again later.
That's creepy, man. I'm going to go on the creepy side on that one.
Well, I do it intentionally so Cardiac Kid retweets and favorites. He favorites it every single time I post it. He favorites everything. Haven't you guys noticed that he favorites everything? That's creepy.
He doesn't.
People that favorite everything.
Well, maybe that's because he's actually like the governor of Ohio and the mayor of Cleveland at the same time.
Like, he really is.
Sean has great influence on Twitter, actually. Sean can start tweeting about something just to be a dick, and in an hour, every single person will be like in an argument about it.
Sean's fantastic. He's a Twitter icon.
He has his own niche. He has his own brand. it's definitely. Can we talk a little bit about what really I think the problem is here? I think that your hatred, you blame Bro Schembechler for your hatred for all things Detroit, but I'm going to go ahead and say that about 55% of that is Lance's fault. Lance Gordon, you should follow him on Twitter as well. Because he was, isn't he the one who came up with that 15 games thing?
Oh yeah, Goon did kind of coattail that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can locate an original Goon idea, for then I will say yeah, he's the catalyst, but he usually just finds other people.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's a piggybacker.
Yeah.
Now he talks about Tony Grossi, which all Cleveland people do. Right. I don't understand why.
Like, no. Gugliano is that guy at school when, like, things are going a little raw in a fight, and there's that one kid who won't fight, but he goes, I bet you won't hit him. And he, like, instigates.
Oh, he's an instigator.
He's the bet you won't hit him kid. He's a
fantastic instigator.
Let's talk about this tweet. I'm scrolling his Twitter feed right now, and I know you scrolled, like, the top few. But I went down to, like, the 12-hour-ago tweets, and there's this miscellaneous tweet where he just says, when my neighbor lets his dog shit in my yard. And then he has a picture of the dude from South Park with his arms in the air, just angry. What's that about?
I tweeted back at him, that person is my hero. Because I would love to have a dog and just have it shit on his doorstep every time I took him out.
Okay, this is this kid's story, too, all right? He's like, I think he's 24, 25, and like, he lives in this just massive home in southern Florida, but it's his parents, like, live in Italy, and for some reason, he just lives there for free, so he kind of pretends that he owns the house and, like, it's his home.
Is that for real?
Yeah, that's a true story.
Man. Yes. And he's like a boat and shit.
Yeah, like, and he works at a country club.
Damn, some real truth.
He had like, I'm pretty sure he's a package boy for the mafia.
And there's some real truth bombs being thrown here tonight.
Holy shit. So we should probably just go to his house and be like, you're the worst human being on the planet and we're going to stay here.
We need to go to his house to record the next podcast.
A little known fact, he's also Sid from Toy Story.
He is Sid from Toy Story. He looks exactly like him. And I'm pretty sure this character Sid was based on him. I think Pixar found this child in Florida blowing up toys and said that has to be the kid.
Yeah.
This podcast has turned into like inside jokes now.
It has.
It really
it doesn't matter.
It's like the sewing circle from hell.
27 people are going to listen to it.
Yeah, and they're going to be, and the 27 that do are going to be like, "Oh, I get that. I know that joke."
Well, Gugliano will listen to it because he's a narcissist, and we'll tell him he talked about him.
Yeah. Well, we should go ahead and say that CJ's a piece of shit too. While we're at it, just to get him to listen.
Did you see his trailer flipped in my neighborhood? By the way.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, I thought it was
CJ's home. He had a storm last night, and it flipped over CJ's trailer.
That's so messed up. He doesn't really live in a trailer, right?
There's no evidence.
I'm sure he lives in a part of Columbus, actually.
He's a stay-at-home dad, though. So, I mean, I don't know.
How does that work?
I don't know. You gotta ask CJ.
Well, today with all the Jameis Winston stuff, with the crab legs and all the photoshops, I couldn't help but be like, this is C-Bus Jeff's moment.
Oh my God. He was probably standing on a platform.
Don't ever mention him again. Move on right now.
We're going to get through mentioning him in this podcast.
He's already suing us, so let's move on.
Yeah, at an overpass.
Can we talk about racism?
Yeah, well, before we move away from Jameis, so in the midst of all the bad Photoshop bits that were going on, I did get in a Teddy Bridgewater dig on CS88, who's another Cleveland Twitter buddy of mine, where I said Teddy Bridgewater can't steal any crab legs because his hands are too small. And, of course, you know, he's pissed now. All right. Let's move on to racism.
Are we going to racism now?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Donald Sterling, right?
Yeah. He's a piece of garbage.
I mean, who better to talk about racism than four white guys?
Than four privileged white men.
Yeah, we're all part of the struggle.
We're pretty much the authorities on racism.
We've lived through it all. I actually had a Twitter follower tell me last night that redneck is just as bad as the N-word.
What?
So yeah. can we just now, though, can we record all these guys' conversations in their home and ban anybody we don't like from the NBA?
Yes.
I have seen no problem with it, but, like, you know, in my job...
I'm voting to ban Mike Brown.
Yeah, that would be
You know,
I'm going to dock one of his phone conversations, so he's banned.
Mike Brown is squeaky clean, though, so that wouldn't work.
That's not true.
Yeah, I know. He's actually a really nice human being, it seems.
Yeah, you think.
Which is unfortunate.
What does he spit in that cup all game, though?
Peanuts.
All right.
Well, I'm not going to get mad.
Are we really going to talk about racism? Are we going to get the four whitest guys on the planet to give their views on race?
Well, no. So I work in Washington, D.C., Chocolate City, so I can represent the African-American community if you choose.
Did you really just say See, this is like, if this were one of those conversations, like, you actually know this is being recorded. You can't say Donald Sterling, oh, I didn't know it was being recorded, but you just refer to the place you live as Chocolate City.
Dude, you
chocolate fountains there? I'm confused. What is that?
No, seriously. D.C. a while ago.
That's where Ghirardelli Chocolate is from? Is that why you said Chocolate City?
No.
I'm trying to save you and bail you out here, and you're not accepting it.
No, it's widely known in the area that D.C. and across everywhere that D.C. used to be called Chocolate City. Not anymore, obviously.
Well, I mean, they did have that mayor that smoked crack.
Yeah, Marion Barry, he's a nice guy.
Doesn't Toronto have a mayor that smokes crack now?
Oh yeah, he's my fucking hero. Have you seen the pictures of him getting, like, tickled and stuff?
No.
There's just, like, he's like, oh, there's other people in Congress, in like, the Canadian Congress, like, tickling him like he's a Teletubby. It's beautiful. He's like, yeah, I can still be mayor and still do drugs on my own private time, and people can't touch him.
Yeah, they're going to reelect him.
Yeah. Anyone can be a success. You can just be a complete drugged-out mess and smoke meth.
As long as you laugh when you get tickled.
Yeah, as long as you look like a nice teddy bear.
That's pleasant.
And as long as you're a 4XL guy squeezing into a 2XL Argonauts jersey.
Yeah, he looks like the Chris Farley skit where he's like hiking his pants up, the van down by the river guy. If you put glasses has, like, on him.
Brian Dennehy on it. He's got little Brian Dennehy to him.
Yeah, he's like a fat what's that comedian's name? The albino looking dude. God. He does the Hot Pocket bit.
Oh, yeah. His name's Chocolate City.
No.
The Chuck Booms.
Is Boney going to be kicked off the podcast for his racist comments? I think we should just discuss that now.
No. We need to have some. We need to have an edge, and I think your comments fill that void, so I don't have to do it.
I think Boney should be on the podcast forever now.
Yeah.
Can we have special guest Gugliano soon?
God, it'd be nothing but inside jokes, though.
That's okay. Yeah,
I feel like we should interview him and kind of get to the bottom of.
Yeah, I have a lot of hard hitting questions I want to ask him.
Of what drives Gugliano to be Gugliano?
I want to know why he's obsessed with Tom Brady, but there's a picture of him wearing a Tom Brady sucks shirt.
Yes, I want to know that too.
It's on his Facebook. His real name is Giuliano. I think we should mention that.
Inquiring minds want to know.
The worst thing that he ever did was be Facebook friends with me.
Oh.
The worst thing anybody ever did was be on Facebook.
That's true.
That is a capital offense.
The worst thing to ever happen to Facebook, though, is parents.
Grandparents.
It is. I really, really enjoyed Facebook when I was in college, and I could put whatever the fuck I wanted on there. Drinking.
Hey, smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day, girls, all that shit. Can't do that anymore.
So, we should just probably discuss how this podcast isn't very good, and we need to be okay with that.
I'm okay with it.
Well, this first episode, I mean, it's like a pilot.
Yeah. So it'll get better.
How is this not good?
No, I can't see someone like actively seeking out this podcast for entertainment. Yeah,
it's funny for us because we know what we're talking about. True. But in general, if I was listening and had no idea who you guys were speaking of, I would just be like, these guys are fucking morons.
Yeah, what are they talking about? Why don't they just not record it and just talk to themselves?
It'll get better. It'll take
Have you ever listened to any of those shows on Blog Talk Radio? That's all those morons do on there.
Well, yeah, then I guess
it can be those morons.
We're just doing our thing.
I mean, they get on there and talk. Like, I try to listen to like a buddy of mine's NBA like draft thing that he did on Blog Talk Radio, and it's like I can't listen to a bunch of nerds on there talking about, you know, the NBA draft. I can't do this.
Well, we haven't really addressed the elephant in the room that we have like a Michigan and Ohio State thing going on here, and that we're actually like at least mildly civil with each other.
Well, I am only Ohio State fan in here, so I'm actually completely at a disadvantage.
Not really, because we fucking suck.
Well, I mean, we're superior to you in every way, but yeah.
Except for that whole overall record thing.
Nah. Nah, I don't really get caught up in details like that.
No.
I try not to let any facts ruin my argument, regardless of if they are facts. I just try to kind of ignore them.
Right.
I don't understand why. You know, I'll fully admit, which I've never done on Twitter, I've tried to keep it a secret because I hate all the Michigan jokes, but I am a Michigan fan.
Yeah, I know.
It's so pretty obvious. Okay, so I don't understand though, like why, and I guess this is more for you, Mark, because I see you like complaining about people joking about the App State loss, and it's been years.
Yes. So,
and why is that still a big deal?
Because they're about to play them again, and Dave Brandon is the scum and the scourge of my life. Like, if you know, Mike says Giuliano is his sworn enemy. I've put out a jihad on Dave Brandon. I hate him so much that he would schedule Appalachian State again. It's like, hey, remember that time you lost your leg in a car accident? Well, we've got the video, and we're going to play it again.
It's very true.
Okay, well, now I understand.
So
I've lost a lot of respect for Dave over these last few years.
Dave Brandon's cornerback coach's office.
Yeah, Name one thing Dave Brandon has done positively for the University of Michigan.
He installed Domino's Pizza in the stadium.
No, it's not even Domino's.
Oh.
I'm still waiting. Like something legitimate that he's done for Michigan.
Hired Brady.
That was awful. Isn't he kind of like the guy that kind of pushed the basketball arena to get refinished?
I think that was more Ross, wasn't it? Wasn't that the donation from Ross, the owner of the Dolphins?
I mean, he had that giant one last year. Was there another one before that?
I mean, they've renovated Chrysler. I think they're going to do some renovations to Yost.
The point is, the greatest thing he's done is put money into things.
Yeah, but he's also turning it into a giant commercial. Like, yeah, Don Canham, he made Michigan a brand, and they made a lot of money, but he didn't put that on the backs of the people who went to the games. Like, you have the ticket prices are going through the roof. They can't sell season tickets. He hires a plane to skywrite Go Blue over Spartan Stadium, and then they beat our brains in a couple weeks later. He charges for stadium tours now when you could just walk in for free. Now students can't go in the stadium and, you know, jog the steps. I took my son to Ann Arbor last summer when I went to the Indians game with you guys. We couldn't go in the stadium. We had to stand out by the fence and be like, well, maybe we can see the giant block M from the road and I'll get a picture. He's done so many things to embed himself in the football program. You notice how he doesn't say shit to the basketball team or mess with them. And they're actually successful.
Yep. That's a very good point.
I put a jihad on him.
Well, his Wikipedia page says he was on The Apprentice, so he can't be all that bad.
He's fired.
I mean, I think my Michigan jihad is Brady Hoke at this point.
But why? Why would you put that on Brady Hoke?
I guess it should be more on Dave Brandon for picking a guy that looks like he has absolutely no idea what he's doing, and he's looks completely over his head.
Oh, that.
But you remember how that coaching search went. Like, they asked 8 other people, and they were like, nah, I'm good.
Remember when the Buckeyes lost a legendary coach and then hired Urban Meyer?
Luke Fickle is one of the luckiest men in America right now.
What exactly has Urban Meyer won in his first 2 years in Columbus?
What exactly will Urban Meyer win?
Come on, 13.
Has he won more combined games than the Hoaxster?
Come on, guys, 13-0.
I mean, 12-0. Just think about that.
I've gotten in plenty of fights with people on Twitter because I'm ready to sacrifice Michigan sanctity and that holier-than-thou shit just to start winning. Because, like...
Oh, yeah, I've been ready to do that for a while.
I'm done being Notre Dame. I don't want to be like, well, oh, you know, well, we're still Michigan.
We win our 8 games the right way, though.
Yeah, except we have a potential rapist on our team and...
an offensive tackle that may or may not have committed assault.
To cover up said rape. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stretched too much that one year.
Remember when Kyle Kalis was going to shed blood all over the field? Remember that one? That was cute.
Can we talk about that for a second? Can we talk about how over the last 3 years, Michigan's like recruited more offensive linemen than maybe any other school in the country, and yet they could put up cardboard cutouts that would be more effective at protecting the quarterback?
But let's be real. That's got to be coaching, right? Because these kids come in there that are just – like Kyle Kalis, I remember when Ohio State lost him, and it was like complete freak out. Like, this kid's going to be a monster. He's unbelievable. And then he goes to Michigan, and he's been below – I mean, he's been nothing there.
He can't crack the lineup.
Right. So, it's just got to be developed, right?
He was a redshirt freshman last year, so let's not get too carried away. But when I watch Kyle Kalis play, he looks very slow to me. So
yeah, but you can't use that excuse because Taylor Lewan walked on the field as a freshman. He was a Rich Rodriguez commute, a recruit from Rich Rodriguez, and he was a prototypical player. I mean, we're talking about a 5-star across the board. This guy's a sure thing. You put him on the field, he's going to be a mauler. And I was the one who wanted Al Borges' head on a spike. I wanted to carry it out of town when he got fired. But why isn't the same criticism being given to Darryl Funk? Because he's been given blue chip talent that he cannot develop.
Oh yeah, he's got to go. He's got to go. But I don't know. That's another thing about Brady Hoke that bothers me, is he's just too loyal.
Yeah, and I will defend Devin Gardner until the day I die, because he, you know, say what you want about his play. He turned the ball over a lot, had no protection, doesn't have a single running back, if we want to get on Fred Jackson's ass while we're at it too, a single running back that can run the ball or pick up a blitz. You've got a paper-thin offensive line, which should be a strength for the team, and the kid almost broke every Michigan quarterback record and practically beat Ohio State on one foot.
Yeah. I mean, there's another guy that just needs to – I mean, Michigan's never going to be what they want to be until they get rid of the good old boy network. It's just having people like Fred Jackson around and having Brady Hoke be the head coach just because he has ties to Michigan – even having Dan Dierdorf being the play-by-play guy in radio is just absurd to me.
It's just a reach. It's like we're
just going to keep recycling people through, and maybe it will work.
Whatever happened to Ron English? I used to like him.
He got fired
by Eastern Michigan.
Oh. Well, Ron gentlemen. English was- We need to start making some closing statements here, because we're getting to that dreaded 1 hour mark, and no one listens to a podcast for more than an hour. If you're still listening right now, congratulations. You're probably one of the brave few who've made it this far. Thank you.
So are we going to do a sports reporters bit now, where we each give our takes?
You do it. You can be Mitch Albom.
I'll be Mitch Albom. Can I? My hair's not long enough to hide my ears, though.
I'll be Lupica.
I'll be the black guy.
You'd be the black guy.
John Saunders. I'm a black
guy from Chocolate City.
So. That's real nice. At least I was referring to... never mind. Never
Belleville's mind. Near Chocolate City.
Yes. There's three black people that live here.
That's racist, dog.
They're adopted. It's factual. It's not racist at all.
All right, so this time next week?
Yeah, we'll try to do it again on Wednesdays. If we can make it work, we'll try to put the finished product up on Thursdays. We'll send out a link sometime later this week with a link to subscribe on iTunes. I fully expect a lot of one-star reviews. I won't take offense to that. I could care less. And again, if you guys want to go ahead and give out your Twitter handles and your names and sign off, and we'll wrap this thing up.
I am Mike. I'm CLE Wolverine on Twitter. It's been fun. Go Blue.
I am Danny, a.k.a. at __Boney, and Eat 'em Up Tigers.
I'm just Aaron M59. I'm an Ohio State fan. I'm probably the only person really on this podcast worth following. That's it.
Oh, he'll let you know too. He'll beg for followers and he'll get real shitty if you don't follow him. So just keep him happy. Keep him happy.
It's not 100% accurate.
It's mildly accurate. You're kind of
I'm hanging up on you guys. Love you guys.
Bye. All right. I am Mark the Nomad. For the rest of these gentlemen, you've been listening to Playing with the Boys, and we'll see you next week. Have a good night.
Let's go! Okay, I see.
That evens it up. Come on, we can take this game. No, we can't. We got it.
I got some things I gotta take care of.
Take care of? Just one more game. Please? For me?
Sorry.